The soldier reached down and stroked her little sister's short, tangled curls. "Stand still, Kirsty," Anna Marie ordered silently, praying that somehow the obstinate 5-year-old would receive the message. But Kirsty reached up and pushed the soldier's hand away. "Don't," she said loudly. Both soldiers began to laugh. They spoke to each other in rapid German that Anna Marie couldn't understand. "She's pretty, like my own little girl," the tall one said in a more pleasant voice. Anna Marie tried to smile politely. "Go home, all of you. Go study your school books. And don't run. You look like hoodlums when you run." The two soldiers turned away. Quickly, Anna Marie reached down again and grabbed her sister's hand before Kirsty could resist. Hurrying the little girl along, she rounded the corner. In a moment, Ellen was beside her. They walked quickly, not speaking, with Kirsty between them, toward the large apartment building where both families lived. When they were almost home, Ellen whispered suddenly, "I was so scared." "Me too," Anna Marie whispered back. As they turned to enter their building, both girls looked straight ahead toward the door. They did it purposely so that they wouldn't catch the eyes or the attention of two more soldiers who stood with their guns on this corner as well. Kirsty scurried ahead of them through the door, chattering about the picture she was bringing home from kindergarten to show Mama. For Kirsty, the soldiers were simply part of the landscape, something that had always been there on every corner, as unimportant as lampposts, throughout her remembered life. "Are you going to tell your mother?" Ellen asked Anna Marie as they trudged together up the stairs. "I'm not. My mother would be upset." "No, I won't either. Mama would probably scold me for running on the street." She said goodbye to Ellen on the second floor, where Ellen lived, and continued on to the third, practicing in her mind a cheerful greeting for her mother. A smile, a description of today's spelling test, in which she had done well. But she was too late. Kirsty had gotten there first. "And he poked Anna Marie's book bag with his gun, and then he grabbed my hair." Kirsty was chattering as she took off her sweater in the center of the apartment living room. "But I wasn't scared. Anna Marie was, and Ellen too, but not me.